And so if you search the internet on problems on your cars, people, or watch a TV show called Motors TV, MORTORZ.TV, you will find this is a how-to show, and he's standing on the line right now, Chris Duke. You'll find how to fix your own car, which there's internet, there's videos all over the internet of solutions for you out there. Chris, are you there?
I am. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. By the way, a good example of that is everybody has wanted to perhaps rebuild an engine at one time or another. And I would think the most rebuilt engine in the world is probably the basic Chevy V8 engine, right? Chris Duke does a video series where he's got, what do you got, three or four little videos there, right? Where you rebuild an engine on your...
Yeah, I think it's a series of five episodes. But yeah, it's a couple million views for all of them. And yeah, it's the go-to how-to guide on YouTube right now for if you want to do that.
Look at that. A couple million views, Dick.
Yeah, I know.
It's if you've ever seen that TV show, How They Do It or How They Build That on whatever network it's on, which Dick and I were talking during the break, we both love that show. Well, Chris Duke with Motors TV has basically that show for car guys, and he does all kinds of aftermarket. I think your current episode coming up is a new Jeep Wrangler. You're going to do a lift kit and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And maybe I shouldn't have given that away, but that's coming up, right?
No, that's fine to talk about. Yeah, we do a lift on a Jeep, wheels and tires, bumpers, and front and rear bumpers, and a winch up in the front. So it's an exciting episode, and you're in it.
Well, I guess I'm going to start doing some work with him because we're both friends with Craftsman. They sponsor both our shows, and we met, and I'm like, man, you got a great show. It's in over 100 million homes around the country, everybody. Watch for it, Motors TV, MORTRZ. .tv if you want to look at it online. But the reason why I want to get Chris on is because I am holding in my hand a device, and as our connected car world, what was that headline in the newspaper you were just reading, Dick, about the electronic world is changing or something?
Oh, yeah.
What did that say?
Well, it's just, you know, everything's going, we're getting very, very dependent on electronics. And,
right.
And it's not standalone. I mean, you got to have the infrastructure to be able to support it.
Well, that, and you got to have a really good smartphone that connects to your car these days, because, you know, the fact is that your phone is connected to you, so you want to have a car that will accept all this new technology. And everybody, Chris has got the brand new iPhone 6, and they make two different sizes, and he got the bigger one. And I think it's about time we hear about that vehicle. But you got to hold on to that vehicle, that new phone that everybody wants to hear so much about. But you got to hold on a sec, because I got to take a little break here. We'll come back and hear about Chris's review of the new iPhone 6 Plus, or whatever they call the big one. So if you're thinking about buying one, I know, Josh, you probably got one on your Christmas list, huh?
Let it be out for a while.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
yeah, that's very smart statement.
I want to have Chris's review because he's got one in his hot little hands. All right, stay tuned. We're going to do a little tech thing with a connected car guy, Chris Duke from Motors TV. We'll be right back. Where you heard about love, it's up to the blind. Back, it is The Drive. Will you guys quit talking? I'm on the radio. Goodness, they're having an argument right now about iPhone.
I'm trying to learn something. I mean, this is what the show's all about, is learning
that's
stuff.
Right.
And
Dick,
I want to learn stuff.
Dick says he took it into the Apple store. We're talking about the new iPhone. It's out. Chris Duke is on the line with us from Motors TV. He took his phone that he's had. What do you have, an S4 or an S5?
I have an S4.
So
I thought I had an S5. But
and Josh, you have an S5.
Yeah.
And now Chris Duke has the new iPhone 6 that he just got yesterday, played with it all day, and he's going to give us his quick review. But he took it in, and they gave it an upgrade, which I was earlier in the show, Chris.
My S4, yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about recalls. GM, you know, with all these computers, everything's a recall. But people, it's a negative word.
Well,
it should be, you know, we're going to want to do an upgrade on your new Corvette or whatever.
With Dix, they took the rotary dial off and put in a touchtone flag.
Yeah, exactly. Lighten it up.
That's how old that thing is.
But he said he didn't like it after they did the upgrade.
Yeah, because I was used to the old graphics and the old system, and they upgraded. I thought I was getting something better and newer, you know, newer, better, but it wasn't It wasn't better. It was just newer.
So I was in New York City a week or so ago, and I went past the Apple store, Chris, and people were sleeping in sleeping bags, TV cameras. They were waiting a week in advance,
ten blocks.
Yeah.
The line was 10 blocks
living outside.
That's insanity. Think about that.
But here's the best part. Chris.
That's a commentary on our society.
Yeah, well, it is. Chris actually just ordered it the day it was able to be ordered, and it came in 1 week later to his house, and he's got it. Chris, so how do you like it, the new iPhone 6?
Yes, I don't understand the mentality of camping out for days or weeks in advance of an iPhone launch. Like you just said, I stayed up, it was the last Friday night, right? So a week ago, and waited for the Apple Store to come online because it was so overloaded, and I don't think I was able to actually order it online. The Apple Store app was the successful route that I took, and that was about 1:30 in the morning. So, you know, instead of waiting in line the next day or camping out, you know, you just order it online, and I stayed up, you know, one night until, you know, 1:30, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning, and ordered it online, and then it showed up yesterday morning, you know, off the UPS truck. I understand. So explain to me the mentality that the world has. Is it just a fun thing to do? But I just don't understand that. So anyway,
nothing,
I showed up
nothing
yesterday.
Else to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. These are all unemployed people.
Yeah.
You know, you walk around Hollywood, and they're in line at the House of Blues. They're in line at Jimmy Kimmel. They're in line at CBS. It's like they want to be in the line, talk with
you know
friends.
What? It's you know what? Some people get off on it, and you know what? If they got nothing better to do, oh well, right?
I don't respect you as much, Chris, because you didn't wait in line for
Yeah, and what he didn't tell you is he stays up till 2 o'clock in the morning working on Motors TV anyway.
Yeah, I'm up anyway. But, yeah, so it's kind of just a weird thing. I'd just rather, you know, order it online and get it a week later and take it out of the box. And the other thing, too, is
experience the interaction with that salesperson and all the deal that goes along with that.
Anyway, tell us about it before we run out of time.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is, you know, you do wait in line and you can't get what you get, you know, because they lose their inventory. But anyway, my best advice for people that are considering these different size phones, because both of them are larger than the iPhone 5S, which is a 4-inch. The iPhone 6 is 4.7, and the iPhone 6 Plus, which is the big daddy that I just got, is 5.5. And, you know, I was considering getting an iPad mini as a tablet because I needed something larger. And so this kind of satisfies both those needs. So from my perspective, I don't want to lug around two devices. And so that's why it was a no-brainer for me. But there's a really cool thing that you can do if you still can't get your hands on one to see the approximate size, because there's a lot of phones out there that are in that same range, but they're not as thin, and you know, they're different sizes. They're not exactly the same as these. So, but there's a PDF template that you can print out in your printer, and that's another thing that I did too, to kind of put it in different places, like in my pocket or in my car, the iPhone holder that I've got in my car too. But you can just Google iPhone 6 Plus PDF, and you can print this thing out, and you want to make sure it's the right size. You can just take your ruler and measure the size, but print it out. And, you know, I put a couple pieces of cardboard behind it to give it the same thickness, and then you have a virtual, you know, device that you can hold in your hand, pretend you're typing on it. And, you know, because a lot of people still can't get these devices, but that's something you can go do right now. But for me, it wasn't too
big. All right, hold tight. Let me do this. Got to take a little break. We'll come back and get more of his review on the new iPhone 6 and how does it interact with your car? We'll be right back. You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor, all across America on more than 100 radio stations. And we appreciate every one of our affiliates, including KHTS in Santa Clarita, the closest one to where we are right now at the Peterson Automotive Museum. If you're listening to that market, come on down and enjoy this place before they shut it down for a year and do a remodel on it. We're also online on all the different podcast outlets, from iHeartRadio to TuneIn to iTunes to Stitcher, so on and so forth. You can find us also Facebook, The Drive with Alan Taylor. You got to do all that stuff. And also, what else do we have? TheDriveWithAlanTaylor.com, and you can find out what's going on in my world. Josh Hancock is here. I appreciate you being here, Josh. Dick Messer, same to you, my friend. And newest friend is Chris Duke from Motors TV. You can see his TV show. It's on in over 100 million homes, as well as online at motors.tv. Motors with a Z, M-O-T-O-R-Z. iPhone6.tv. We're talking about the iPhone 6 and how that interacts with your car, because if you've got a car, like, and even, I know, Chris, you have a, 2005 Ford pickup,
yep,
and you've upgraded with an aftermarket stereo that has the ability to connect with your phone. Have you done that yet with your new iPhone 6?
Yeah, there's no difference between my 4 and my 5 and the 6. It's limited, though. And so what Apple is doing is they're introducing something called CarPlay. And that is going to directly, you know, give you the connected car capabilities that you've always wanted. There are a lot of head units, you know, stereos that these vehicles that have been coming out in the last few years really stepped up the connectivity with the iPhone. But Apple CarPlay is really going to be a true connection in every sense of the word. It's available on select vehicles this year. There's like, I think, five different manufacturers that are adopting it this year: Honda, Volvo, Mercedes-Benz, Hyundai, and Ferrari. And longer term, so I'm assuming sometime next year, it's basically everybody else. It's Ford, Chevy, Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, Nissan, Toyota. Yeah. The list goes on. BMW, Audi, and Jaguar. But so let's say you've already, you know, you want the aftermarket solution. Well, that's what I was waiting for too. And Alpine and Pioneer are coming out with head units. I think Pioneer, are going to have an updated version, where you'd be able to retrofit some of, some models, but, those aren't out yet as far as I know, but the aftermarket is all over this as well. The compatibility is with any iPhone 5 and iPhone 6, so that includes the 5, the 5C, and the 5S. If you've got your 4 or 4S, you're out of luck. But what it does is it...
If you've got a 4S, you're S out of luck.
That's right, you're S out of luck.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Now, Chris, I want to give Josh, I know he's got questions, because we only got about 2 minutes. You have any questions on this iPhone 6, Josh?
So it's quite a bit thinner, and what yep. about weight?
It's also lighter. Even the big guy, the five or the six plus is actually thinner than the five S.
And yeah,
it's lighter and thinner.
And the six plus the battery lasts longer on the six plus. Is that correct?
Yeah. What's funny is, okay, you get a new phone. What they recommend that you do is zero out the battery, so drain it. And thing gives you about 2 days of battery. It's about a 2,800 milliamp hour battery. So I've been watching videos all morning because I'm trying to kill my phone. It's finally down to 18%. So I'm just watching motors over and over to get it down to zero, and so it shuts off. It's crazy.
So the battery you get it down to zero, and then charge it back up, and that's supposed to extend the life of the battery?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's supposed to extend the life of the battery. It gives it memory, and so that's what I'm trying to do now. But I got it yesterday. It came at like 85% out of the box, and I'm still, you know, just watching videos to kill this damn thing.
Wow.
Well, you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, you just put it aside. Put a two-hour-long video on. He wants to watch it.
I'll watch it.
Hey, now, so Chris... just real quick here, everybody. Chris's show is on Motors. It's his show is Motors TV, MORTORZ with the Z. Don't forget Motors.TV, not .com, .TV. And I'm just thinking about the show that follows us on a lot of these same radio stations, Popular Technology Radio. I cannot wait to hear what these guys are going to say about the new iPhone 6. I'm sure that that's the kind of stuff they're going to be covering real soon. We have 1 minute left, and I just want to tell the world about Chris a little bit more, because Chris has invited me to do some test drive reviews on the Rides with a Z, Rides segment on Motors TV. And Chris, I really enjoy your show. Appreciate the fact that you took a few minutes this morning to talk with us about the new iPhone 6. And you're going to hear more of Chris on our show as our new tech guru, because that's what he does, the whole aftermarket world, in his television show each week. Also, Josh Hancock, thank you for coming into the studio today, bro.
Thank you, Alan.
Josh and Dick Messer, you're the best, brother. Thank you.
No, thank you.
All right, guys, don't forget, I've got a brand new show. And Chris, thank you, my friend, for coming on. I got a brand new show I want to talk about real quick. Coming up in 2 hours, 11 o'clock, West Coast time, Inc. Radio. Oh, goodness, wrong thing. All right, we'll be back. It is The Drive next week, same time, same channel.